From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home. Because the critical thing we must do to stop the disease spreading between households. That is why people will only be allowed to leave their home for the following very limited purposes. Shopping for basic necessities as infrequently as possible. One form of exercise a day, for example, a run, walk or cycle, alone or with members of your household. Any medical need to provide care or to help a vulnerable person. And travelling to and from work, but only where this is absolutely necessary and cannot be done from home. That's all. These are the only reasons you should leave your home. You should not be meeting friends. If your friends ask you to meet, you should say no. You should not be meeting family members who do not live in your home. You should not be going shopping except for essentials like food and medicine. And you should do this as little as you can. And use food delivery services where you can. If you don't follow the rules, the police will have the powers to enforce them, including through fines and dispersing gatherings. To ensure compliance with the government's instruction to stay at home, we will immediately close all shops selling non-essential goods, including clothing and electronic stores and other premises, including libraries, playgrounds and outdoor gyms and places of worship. We'll stop all gatherings of more than two people in public, excluding people you live with, and we'll stop all social events, including weddings, baptisms and other ceremonies, but excluding funerals. Parks will remain open for exercise, but gatherings will be dispersed.
Boris Johnson could not have been tougher, could he?
Indeed, yeah. This has been an announcement on television here tonight, which I think has really, really caused people to be slightly shocked. My phone's been non-stop since. So the Prime Minister putting the country into total lockdown. The death toll has now reached 335. But it was the fact that all the advice that the government were giving was, frankly, not being adhered to. So the government was encouraging people not to go out. There were pictures on social media and mobile phone footage showing all sorts of people in parks and still hanging around outside cafes and pubs, even though they were supposed to be shut. And this time the Prime Minister says, right, this time it is law and this time the police will have the power to fine and to break up gatherings. So the list of things now that we are under curfew, as it were, to do. People must stay at home except for shopping for basic necessities like food or medicine. One round of daily exercise a day, and that, again, has to be with a space around you of at least 2 meters. You can also go out for any medical need and traveling to and from essential work. But all shops now not selling food or medicines are being effectively told to shut, and gatherings in public of more than two people who don't live together are being prohibited.
We've seen this all around the world, Gavin. This happened in Italy, everywhere. It's starting to happen in Australia, where we're having to make tougher laws and have the governments actually give firm indications because people don't get the idea of what is actually happening here.
Yeah, and I think so many people are kind of underestimating what the severity of the situation is. Now, part of that problem, I think, has been blamed on different information about what the symptoms are, different information as well about how serious it is to young people who are otherwise fit and healthy. Looking at the pictures on social media of those out and about and ignoring the government advice over the last couple of days, I would say the vast majority are young to middle age. So I think some people have this perception that it's only a problem for old people. And partially, yes, it does affect more elderly people more than others. But, of course, young people can be carriers and they can also, therefore, go on to infect other people who have been obeying the rules. So this, I think, the government hopes will really clamp down on that. And this televised address, we'll get more details over the next few hours, also includes the shutting down of playgrounds, outdoor gyms, all places of worship must close immediately. And indeed, only funerals, I think, are now allowed, and libraries that are shut too. Parks are going to remain open for exercise, that any gathering of more than two people will be dispersed.
Hey, Gavin, if your friends ask you to catch up, say no. We've never heard anything or seen anything like it, have we?
No, and that was a very stern final bit, really, of the message from the Prime Minister, saying, yeah, you might be called over, you might think, oh, go on, it's only a quick chat or whatever, and, you know, it's just going to be a couple of drinks or whatever. And the Prime Minister saying, just say no to it, because we've seen under Italy now that the rate of deaths has slowed down. Plenty of people, sadly, are still dying in Italy, but the rate has slowed down. But that has been after a couple of weeks of complete lockdown. What the Prime Minister here in the UK is hoping to do is to effectively slow the whole speed with which the virus is transferred, but also slow down the speed with which people are going to hospital and in need of a ventilator. Because by doing that, he hopes to get more doctors and nurses in. Today we learned several thousand recently retired are going and volunteering to go back into the National Health Service to get more ventilators, to get more testing kits, and to get more emergency care beds up and running. There is a rumour, unconfirmed, that a large exhibition hall in London may well be being eyed up in terms of a massive makeshift emergency hospital with thousands of beds. But as I said, that not announced by Downing Street, and I have to tell you, the rumour mill is swirling here.
Well, Gavin, something that I know Australians would like to hear from our government soon, but the UK have really stepped up. They're already supporting their residents financially. So there's a hold on mortgages and rent payments for 3 months. And certainly a lot of people are getting 80% or up to 80% of their wages paid even while they're not at work. So that takes the burden off people and might encourage them to stay home and actually focus on what the problem is here.
It does. There is one problem with these things. I mean, apart from a huge sum of money, roughly 15% of our gross domestic product is being spent on this plan. But the other problem with it is that it's good if you're a member of staff or on contract. But if you work a 0 hours contract or in the so-called gig economy, in other words, you're employed as and when by an employer, being told, yes, we need you for 4 hours tomorrow, we don't need you the day after. You know, very, very workers on that and freelance workers at the moment are not really covered by these government edicts. And so consequently, many people who are these gig economy workers think, well, if I'm not going to get any money from the government and I don't have much in the way of savings and I've got a mortgage, I need to carry on working. So I think the government's also looking at doing that. But, you know, trying to cover freelance earnings is very complicated because, of course, the wages aren't static. They rise and fall depending on demand. Yeah. And so trying to compensate somebody and encourage a small one-person business operator to stay at home is going to be very difficult to achieve in a fair way.
Hey, Gavin, we know why there are tougher measures here in the UK, but do you think it was also enhanced by those photos of the crowds on public transport? The photos and people ready for the tube were just ridiculous.
Yeah, they were, guys. And yet, you know, I actually kind of feel rather sorry on their behalf and also rather angry on their behalf. And the reason is this. The trains going in and out of London are much more sparsely populated. So you can achieve that so-called social distancing because many, many fewer people are going into London. Mm. The problem with the London Underground is somebody in their perceived wisdom decided to reduce the number of London Underground or tube trains because the need had gone down. The number of passengers had gone down. But of course, then you're forcing more people onto fewer trains and doing exactly the opposite of what you'd hope to achieve by keeping people apart. So many people expressing their anger at the managers, many people expressing their amazement that they are still having to go into work, still having to use public transport, and then finding with fewer trains that they're just rammed into carriages where, it must be thoroughly unpleasant and very worrying and anxious times for those people.
Well, a great deal of frustration everywhere because I think we're seeing it unfold in other places in the world before it hits Australia, and we're seeing everyone repeat the same patterns over and over again like nobody is learning until it's too late. So hopefully now with a clear message like this from Boris, then maybe everybody's going to start to get how serious this is.
Indeed. Let's hope so. I suppose over the next 48 hours we'll find out more. But here we are being warned, break the rules and the police will be on you.
Hey, Gavin, you want to catch up for a coffee?
If only we can.
I was waiting for a no. All the best, mate. Thanks for your time.